Good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's one of those days that feels like a Monday all of a sudden. You know, one of those days where you think you're coming in with a wonderful song and you realize, oops, nope, you're not. Just kidding. But welcome back. This is an interactive conversation, 850-437-1620. You have any questions or comments that you want to share, we encourage it. And today I have Sarah from the Santa Rosa County Library System. She is a special services coordinator, and she's trying to tell me she does all the things behind the scenes, and I bet you it's more than just behind the scenes. You were probably like, you make things happen.
I mean, I advertise all of our programs. If you want to borrow a book that our library system doesn't own, you can fill out an interlibrary loan request form, and I will do my best to get that for you. I maintain the website, stuff like that. So
no big deal.
It is kind of like behind the scenes.
But it's definitely behind the scenes, but behind the scenes, really, things can't happen without behind the scenes people. So
exactly,
pat yourself on the back. Don't say I just am. So how is everything going?
Everything's great. We just wrapped up summer reading at the end of July, and we had record numbers of attendees at our programs. Jay had over 100 people on multiple event dates, so wow. That was amazing.
That's awesome.
Overall, we had 1,850 challenges completed from our reading calendars, and patrons read 471,393 minutes, and that's kids, teens, and adults.
Wow.
So those are really amazing numbers. We're really excited about how well the program went this year. And of course, we can't do those programs without our Friends of the Library groups. They help cover costs. And we also were fortunate to get a grant from Florida Humanities, and they covered prize books for kids and teens. So we're thankful for that. And so we're already looking forward to 2025, and that theme is Color Our World. It's going to be an art theme.
Awesome.
So our youth services coordinator, Angela, is working hard already, planning for summer of 2025.
That's exciting.
Yes.
I just want to go back. I want to repeat this. 471,393 minutes read.
Yes.
That is a lot of reading.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Reading in the summer is so important to prevent that summer slide where, you know, kids kind of go downhill in the summer and then it's a struggle when school starts back. But if they keep reading and keep working on stuff like that, then, you know, they're ready for school.
Yeah, reading is an amazing thing. If I could go back in time, I would have read a lot more when I was a kid. And my children have zero problem reading. Thank goodness they did not have it's not genetic, but I'm just going to pretend it is. But thank God they didn't have that difficulty. As an adult, I read more, and it just opens up such a big world. So I always get on my nephew and niece's buns. I'm like, you got to read.
Right.
10 minutes a day, if anything. It just opens up an entire world for you.
Absolutely. And another thing that opens up your world is having a library card. So September is library card sign-up month. Your library card gets you so many things. You can check out books, movies, audiobooks. We have e-sources that you can access, homework help, language learning, so many things. And to celebrate this year, we are doing bingo.
Awesome.
So we have kids cards for ages 12 and under and teen and adult cards for ages 13 and up. And they have reading challenges or challenges like locate such and such on the library website or explore transparent language where you can learn over 100 different languages. And if patrons pick up that card and complete at least one bingo by September 30th, they get a fun little prize.
That is so cool. That is fun.
Yes.
I want to hand over and get my bingo card. That is so much fun. What a way to make, you know, reading is fun, people, on so many levels. That is so much fun. That's awesome. That's great. So you also have virtual author. Did I read that right earlier on the website?
Yes. So we now offer virtual author talks. Our Friends of the Library groups generously sponsor this. So 2 to 3 events a month. They're live on Zoom. You can register ahead of time, submit questions to the author. Watch it live. If you can't watch it live, you can catch the recordings. There are tons of recordings on the website. And if you need more information about that, you can visit our website, www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. And so looking ahead to September, we have some exciting authors. Tuesday, September 10th at 1 o'clock, there's Capturing the Human Drama Through History with Garrett Graff. He's a New York Times bestselling author and Pulitzer Prize finalist. And then September 18th at 1 o'clock, Living with an Expansive Mind in a Distracted World with Nate Klimp. And the one I'm most excited about is on Saturday, September 21st at 6, A Deep Dive in Character Development with Global Sensation Leanne Moriarty. She's the author of Big Little Lies, Apples Never Fall. Some of these have been made into TV shows.
I was just going to say, I've seen some of these on Peacock or Hulu or something.
Right. So I'm super excited to catch that one. And again, like if you can't watch it live, say you can't watch it 1 p.m. on a weekday because you're at work, check out the recording. They're all available on our virtual author talks website.
That's awesome. So. There's no excuse. I know back in the day, you used to be like, oh, you know, you missed something, you're bummed out. But now there's so many different ways to still not miss out.
Right.
That is so great. Have you watched any of the made-for-TV versions of those books?
I watched, I think it was Big Little Lies. That one was really good. It was pretty true to the book from what I remember. So
that's cool. There's always going to be something a little bit different, but I like it when there's like, you know, they're greatly similar. I do like that.
Yes.
That's awesome. What about October? Peanut Butter Challenge? What is Peanut Butter Challenge?
So every year the Extension Office hosts the Peanut Butter Challenge. And throughout the month of October, you can bring in unopened jars of peanut butter. The libraries, all six of our locations are drop-off sites. So that's Milton, Jay, Pace, Navarre, Gulf Breeze, and then our Family History and Research Center, which is also in Milton. It helps fight hunger. They donate the peanut butter to local food pantries, and peanut butter is a great source of protein.
Yeah.
It helps fight food insecurity. So we always like to participate in that by being drop-off locations.
That is awesome. It's a great source of protein. It's has lots of nutrients in it, and sometimes when it's tough for family, peanut butter is a good staple to have. Lots of peanut butter.
Yes.
That is so great. I love the involvement. It's not just about reading. It's even more expansive. You know, it's about your community. And I love all the things that I'm hearing. It must make you so excited to be part of something that's more than just reading a book.
Right. We do so much more than just that. So
that is always awesome.
Exciting around the libraries.
I definitely want to encourage people to check out the website, which you have like burnt in your brain, you know, exactly the website. So share the website with each.
So our website is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. And there we have an events calendar, links to all of our online resources. So many things for you to check out. And then we also have a Facebook page. So if you follow us on Facebook, you can get information that way as well.
That's awesome. I'm staring away from Sarah as I look over the website. I'm so rude. It's actually a really great, very resourceful website. So I definitely encourage people to head over there. We're going to give you a chance to head over there. We're going to head into a break. If you have any questions for Sarah or any comments, we want to hear from you, 850-437-1620. But definitely check out this website. I love the Library Spotlight. There's everything from Back to School. It talks about the virtual author that we just talked about, young authors and artists. There's just a lot of things here that you can check out, and I hope you do.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
From one generation to the next.
Wilson rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! Touchdown, FSU!
Running right, lowers the shoulder. He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU versus Georgia Tech, Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And we want you to join the conversation today at 850-437-1620. And I have Sarah from the Santa Rosa County Library System. And we were having tons of fun. That I have to play happy. Like, this has been such a great conversation, and you just bring lots of happiness through reading and a lot of really cool programming. So thank you. But the fun doesn't stop there. So fall into fun.
Yes. So
tell me about that.
Every year we have programs for fall into fun. They'll be on Halloween. Kids can wear their costumes. The different library locations will each have their own spin on the program, but it'll be fun activities, games. I know the Milton Library is going to have activities and stuff from 2 to 4, and then at 4 they're going to start showing Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, so you can stay and watch that if you're not going trick-or-treating. So lots of fun stuff going on for Fall into Fun. And then the Milton Library also does Fright Fest movies every year. So every Tuesday in October, you can go to the Milton Library at 4 o'clock, and they'll have a variety of kind of family-friendly, spooky movies, like the animated Addams Family movie, Halloween Town, the 2002 Scooby-Doo movie, things like that. So all that information is available on our website, www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
That is so great. I saw Haunted Mansion. I got a little excited at first. It's the 2023 version, which I've seen, and I do like it, but my heart belongs to the classic. The classic one. But I'll tell you, as an adult, Halloween Town was fun for me. I just love movies like that. That is so great. So much fun. You know what else I find amusing is that Harry Potter, to this day, is still, like, wild.
Yeah, it's everybody still a loves, big thing.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, I remember, goodness, my stepson Matt is probably close to being 35 at this point. And I remember when the books were just coming out, and he's a monster. He was reading at 4 years old. But he would get a book for Christmas every time it came out, and it was done within two or three days.
Right.
And I was like, how is that possible? And it actually ignited a little fire underneath his brother Nick to start reading, because he was like, well, I can read faster. And I was like, oh, you're too young. You're not going to like absorb it. And he really did. So Harry Potter made reading fun for my kiddos, and now my grandchildren love it. And yeah, it's awesome.
Yes, it is.
You may or may not like Harry Potter. I can tell by the smirk that you like Harry Potter a lot.
I watched the movies before I read the book, just because I was, you know, older when the books came out. But
yeah. Me too. I did it in reverse.
So I've listened to the audiobook version of all of them, and I've like read all of them. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Do you find that some parents bring their kids in to get an audio version to accompany the book, so that they can hear the reading as they read along with it as well? Probably not. That's a trick that I used to do.
I'm not in the library, so I don't see what they do.
Just lying.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I do know we have a resource called Tumble Books.
Yep.
And it's online books for kindergarten through sixth grade, and for some of the younger readers, the books will, like, the screen reads it aloud to you and you can follow along.
That's so cool.
So that is an option.
That's great. We used to also have a read to a pet.
Yes.
Where I'm from, so I don't know if that's anything that happens here, but
that is one of our challenges for bingo. So,
is it
read to a pet or a stuffed animal if you don't have a pet? So
it actually encourages it. Instills confidence. I know some people are like, what do you mean reading to a dog or stuffed animal? But it actually does instill a lot of confidence in young readers.
Right, because the pet's not going to judge you if you read a word incorrectly.
Right, exactly. So. I need to tell my niece that. She's going to be 14. Read to your dog, okay? Get on the reading train now, girl.
Right.
She's like, yeah, I'll just watch. No, you won't. Don't watch the movie. So back to school. Family History and Research Center, what's happening there?
So the Family History and Research Center, the main thing they do is genealogy help, but they are also a quiet place to study. Cassie, who is our genealogy guru, she does exam proctoring. If you have exams coming up and need them proctored, she can do that for you. You just call and make an appointment with her. So yeah, it's a small, quiet space, because I know the libraries are so active with programs, they're not the quiet places that they were back in the day. You know,
right.
You have kids, you know, doing STEAM events or story time or whatever, so
right.
It's not necessarily a quiet study space anymore. So you can come over to the Family History and Research Center and have that quiet space. And they are located at 6275 Dogwood Drive in Milton. So
Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, right?
Yes, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. She does close from 12 to 1 on Saturdays for lunch. But other than that, you know, standard 9 to 5 hours.
So. She has to refuel.
Yes.
I like that libraries have transformed from being, you know, I remember in high school where, obviously in high school they didn't want you chatting with your friends in the library, but I like how libraries have transformed into, you know, you don't have to be quiet, you can go and have fun and learn
right.
new things, especially with STEAM. STEAM is just an amazing, amazing thing. So,
yes, we have STEAM programs at all of our locations, different age groups. We have advanced STEAM that's geared towards adults at our four biggest libraries. So a little something for everybody at the library.
Family fun.
Yes.
Doesn't have to just be, you know, movie or music. It can be reading and all that. That's awesome. That's super great. That's exciting to hear. That is great. And how many libraries are in the system?
We have five main libraries in Jay, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Navarre, and Pace, and then the Family History and Research Center, which is also in Milton.
That is awesome. That is great. Definitely want to encourage everybody to head over to the website. We're going to give it to them one more time.
www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
That's great. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, if you have any questions, we're going to answer them. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I got this feeling. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and we are talking with Sarah from the Santa Rosa County Library System. And we want to circle back around and remind people of a few things we were chatting about in the beginning of this conversation.
Right. So, of course, we're going to be closed for Labor Day. That's Monday, September 2nd. And then four times a year, we have quarterly staff development. So Friday, September 13th, all of the libraries will close at 1 o'clock so that all of our staff members can get together and have some training, learn some new stuff. So just keep that in mind, and that'll be, that's on our online calendar and on our Facebook page. So that'll help you guys remember that. And our website is www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. And then of course we want you to remember September coming up is library card sign up month. If you don't already have a library card, you should come get one. We have some fun new Snoopy cards, and, I want to swap my library card out for one of those, but I don't want to have to memorize a new card number, so come get your library card. We have bingo going on for library card sign up month. Come get a fun prize if you get a bingo, and so lots of fun things happening at your libraries.
That is awesome. I noticed that we may or may not, I thought for a minute there we had a call on our line. I was gonna say I don't know if we could take it. We're getting so close to the end of the segment, I don't think we could, but it looks like they disappeared already. They didn't want to talk to us.
Okay.
That's okay. But I think your solution is to go get some Snoopy stickers for your card.
Oh, yeah, that could work.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, who doesn't want a Snoopy card, right? But that's so exciting. September is Library Sign Up Month. Really cool things. Bingo card sounds like amazing fun.
Yes.
So definitely something to encourage not just young readers, but, you know, older readers who may not like it as much as they'll learn they will.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.